It's that little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said, Mr. Worldwide. Put it down right now with DJ Anarchy and the Tropical Takeover. Globalization, Channel 13, Dolly.
Welcome to the Tropical Takeover Show with yours truly, DJ Anarchy. And you already know, this is the show where I feature all the hottest artists from all around the globe. Joining me live tonight, I got a very special guest, rising Niger artist who goes by the name of Hugo. Is in the building with me. Hugo, what's up?
Wagwan. It's Hugo in the building.
So Hugo, tell me a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 17. I was born 26th of May, 2005.
Okay. And you are based in Nigeria, right?
Yes.
What part of Nigeria?
Lagos, Nigeria.
I'm actually surprised you didn't say Port Harcourt.
Wait, why though?
Because most of the artists that I interviewed already, and you know, most of the artists that I seen, you know, most of them coming from Port Harcourt. So I was asking to myself, okay, is it the water? Is it something special over there? You know, but it's all good, man. Lagos, you know, same vibe, same love, same way. You know what I mean? So Hugo, so tell me, how did you start your musical journey?
Honestly, I started when I was very young. It started off like a hobby, like something I was doing for fun. Because it was back in primary school, you know, so we were kids then. And how I even discovered the talent was even the whole crush thing, you know, when you have a crush on someone and then you just want to do something special. And then I wanted to do something special. And then like I wrote my first song, but like, unfortunately, I wasn't able to give it to her. So I did it and then I took it home. When I took it home, I was pondering on the lyrics and, you know, thinking, reciting. I was like, okay, this is really good. This is like a fine piece of art. So like, I was even comparing myself to some of the artists as of that time. So I was like, yeah, this is good. So from there, I started working on it and, you know, we're here today.
Okay. What are some of the projects you dropped before?
So I dropped an EP. The name of the EP is Rap So Deep. I dropped it on Audiomack and it was like a full rap project. So I rap as well, if you didn't know. Do you know what I mean? It's hard bars all around.
So how would you describe your musical style?
Honestly, my musical style, I would say it's very broad, it's very wide. You could call me like an explorer because I like to experiment with different sounds. I'm not really onto one genre, you know what I mean? So it's more of like, you know, testing a lot of different waters and then bringing out bangers from different aspects and different angles. So that's just how I am.
Do you have any Caribbean influence in your music? Have you been listening to any Caribbean joints?
I mean, you just gave me a good idea though. I might just test a couple Caribbean songs. You definitely plug me in though, you know.
I mean, you got the wagwan going, you got everything going, you know. I mean, I actually listened to the song, it actually sounded, you know, nice and tropical and everything. So I'm like, this dude has to be listening to some type of Caribbean music, you know. And it's actually so shocking, you know, now that you said, you know, that you haven't really been listening to it, but also, you know, your music reflects, you know, the same songs, the same nice, warm, tropical songs. So it actually even shows, you know, that all of us, you know, we are one. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So Hugo, let's jump into the new single. It's called Before, right? Could you tell me some more about Before?
Before. Honestly, Before was a song based off of a broken relationship. You know what I mean? You know when you have a relationship and the your partner, she's not really giving you the love that you, or the respect that you want, or the respect that you desire, or the respect that you want from her. And then you let the relationship definitely breaks you, and you know, you grow out of that stage and then you move on, continue with your career, whatever you're doing. And then all of a sudden she comes back like wanting a round two, you know what I mean? You know, you're not gonna take that. You feel me? So that whole idea just brought about the inspiration that made me to get the masterpiece done.
Gotcha, I gotcha. And I could tell you why she came back. You know why she came back? Because of the swag. That's why she came back. Because of the swag, you know, and that's something, you know, I noticed with, you know, a lot of Afrobeats artists, you know, you all have swag, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, look, I'm looking at you right now, you're swagged out, you know, you got the chain, you got your nice shades, everything. Is that Hugo, is that your doing your personal style, or do you have a 24-hour on-call stylist?
Now, this is just me chilling at home, though. Like, I was actually in the studio a couple of minutes before the interview, so I was like, you know, so this is just me chilling in my personal space, my own personal style. It's simple.
Yes, sir. Niger man, them always fresh.
Fresh, never to be put on fresh, definitely.
All right, Hugo. So what I'm going to have you do, I'm going to have you officially introduce your brand new single, Before, to all my listeners right now on Pitbull's Globalization, Sirius XM, Channel 13, with your truly DJ Anarchy. Let's go.
Wagwan, my people. It's your boy, Hugo, and you're listening to Before. On the Tropical Takeover with the man, the myth, the legend, DJ Anarchy. Let's go. Stay safe.